Zach is Galen Parakofei Mishnah Beis. Amar Deir Yesh Lo Acharayim Vito. Amar Deir is a wooden rod. Then on one side of the wooden rod, there's a metal piece that's similar to a spade. It's used for digging up tough roots when you want to plow your field. And on the other side of the wooden rod, there's a thin metal piece that's very sharp, and it's used to prod the oxen along while they plow. This might be, as the Mishnah told us, has the din of Acharayim Vito that we saw in the previous Mishnah. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that Maskin Tmeim, that's not an Avatuma, is Metame Kalim Mid Rabbana. But the Rabbana differentiated between Acharayim Vito so that you would know that this Tumah is only Mid Rabbana, which is that if the Maskin Tmeim come into contact with the Toch, the inside of the Kli, then the entire Kli is Tame. As opposed to if the Maskin Tmeim come into contact with the Acharayim of the Kli, the reverse side of the Kli, then only the Acharayim is Tame, while the Toch remains Tame. Now the Mishnah explains, what is the Acharayim V'Toch of this right there? Meshiva L'Charchor Me'arba L'Darbon Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The seven Svachim of the rock that's closer to the Charchor, which is a spade-like piece, that's considered the Acharayim of the Mako, while the spade itself would be the Toch. And the fourth Svachim of the Mako, which is close to the Darbon, the thin metal piece that's used to prod the oxen, those four Tzvachim of the Maka would be the Acharayim, while the Darbon itself, the metal piece itself, would be the Toch, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the din is that if Maskin Tmeim come into contact with either the Charchor itself or the Darbon itself, one of the two metal pieces at the end of the rod, then that's the Toch, so therefore the entire Maka would be Tameh, the seventh Tzvachim closest to the Charchor and the fourth Tzvachim of the Maka closest to the Darbon would become Tameh along with the actual metal piece of the actual Charchor and the Darbon. As opposed to, if the Maskin Tmeim come into contact with the Mako, not with the metal piece, it came into contact with the part of the Mako that's within seven Tzvachim of the Charchor, or the part of the Mako that's within four Tzvachim of the Darbon, that's considered the Acharayim. So therefore, only the Mako will be Tameh. Only the seven Tzvachim closest to the Charchor, or the fourth Tzvachim closest to the Darbon will be Tameh, while the actual metal pieces, which is considered the Toch, would remain Tar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Eimer Ein Lahem. Lo Huskru Arba V'Shiva Ela L'Shirayim. Rabbi Meir disputes this. He says that the Dinim of Acharayim V'Toch do not apply to Maideh, since there is no actual Acharayim or Toch to Maideh. The long winter rod doesn't actually have a reverse side or an inside. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, no matter which part of the Maideh the Maskin Tmeim came into contact with, the entire Maideh would be Tameh. And that which the Chachamim mentioned, Shiva L'Charchor and Arba L'Darbon, we're regarding a different thing, which is that if the Maideh splits, it breaks into half, in such a case, that what's left on one side is the Charchor, the metal spade, plus seven Tzvachim of the Mako still attached to the Charchor. And on the other side, the Darbon is left, the metal piece which is used to prod oxen, plus four Tzvachim of the Mako still attached to it. In such a case, the broken pieces will still be considered a Kli and would be Makabel Tumah. And since the Charchor, the spade, still has seven Tzvachim of the Mako attached to it, it can still be used. And since the Darbon, the metal piece that's used to prod oxen, still has four Tzvachim of the Mako attached to it, it still can be used to prod the oxen and is still considered a Kli. But if the Maideh breaks and there's less than seven Tzvachim attached to the Charchor, or less than four Tzvachim attached to the Darbon, in such a case it would no longer be considered a Kli, and would no longer be Makabel Tumah. Mishnah Gemo. Midos Yayin V'Shem. Kalim that are used to measure wine and oil. Lizuma Lishra. And a soup ladle that on one end has a scooper to ladle out soup, and on the other end has something that looks like a fork to take the meat out from the pot. Umitzmene Shohardel. And a mustard strainer. Umishmere Shohyayin. And the wine filter. Yesh Lahan Acharayim V'Toch. Divrei Rabbi Meir. All these kalim, the dinim of Acharayim V'Toch would apply to them. That if Maskin Tmeim, that if not an Avatuma, come into contact with the Toch, the inside of the Kli, the entire Kli is Tameh. While if the Maskin Tmeim come into contact with the Acharayim of the Kli, the reverse side of the Kli, only the Acharayim is Tameh, while the Toch remains Tar. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ein Lahem. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that the dinim of Acharayim V'Toch, the difference between the reverse side and the inside, would not apply to these kalim, the maskim tmeim that come to contact, even with the acharayim of these kelim, the entire kli, will be tamei. The reason for Rabbi Huda is that all these above mentioned kelim, the acharayim, the reverse side of the kelim, is not entirely flat; it's concave. It can hold things in the acharayim also. So therefore, since the reverse side can hold things in it also, it can't really be considered an acharayim. It also has to be considered a toch. So therefore, if matzah tmeim come into contact with the acharayim, since the acharayim is not flat, it can hold things, so therefore the acharayim is also considered a toch, and the entire kli will become tamei. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Lahem. Rabbi Shimon says that there are certain differences between acharayim and toch in regard to this kelim, but only to a certain extent. Nitmu ma'achareyem ma'asher betochem tor utzarech lahatzo. If matzah tmeim that is not an avatuma cut into contact with the reverse side of the above-mentioned kelim, all the contents of the kelim will remain tar, but the entire kli required tefillah. Meaning to say, Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that if maskin tmei comes into contact with the acharayim of these kelim, that the entire kli will be tameh, and he has to be tovah the entire kli. But he does hold that the contents of the kli will remain tar. It will not be affected by the tumah. Only as far as the kli itself is Rabbi Shimon Maher like Rabbi Yehuda, and hold that the entire kli requires tefillah, even though the maskin tmeim came into contact with the acharayim. But as far as the contents of the kli, Rabbi Shimon is meikol like the shita Rabbi Meir, and he will hold that since the maskin tmeim came into contact with the acharayim, the contents of the kli, which is inside the toch of the kli, remains unaffected from the tumah.